From ancient times, prophecies and supernatural phenomena have always attracted human interest and curiosity. One of the most prominent events in the 20th century related to prophecies is the Secrets of Fatima. Revealed in a series of miraculous events in a small town in Portugal, these three secrets have shaken the minds of many generations, with predictions about the future that remain controversial and hotly debated. The third secret, the most mysterious of them all, was revealed by the Vatican in 2000, providing a dramatic glimpse of a future that may be closer than ever. So what do these prophecies mean, and are they really about to come true? Let's explore the truth behind the third secret of Fatima and the signs that 2024 might be the year the world witnesses the fulfillment of this prophecy. What happened at Fatima was not just a spiritual event, but also became the subject of much research, analysis, and even rumors. With three simple shepherd children in a remote town, the revelations they received from a mysterious woman were not just shocking visual images, but also contained serious warning messages. Especially, the third secret was kept hidden for decades, sparking much speculation and conspiracy theories about what it might foretell. From predictions of catastrophic wars to religious crises, these prophecies have instilled fear and curiosity about the fate of humanity. Now, as the predicted time draws near, these questions become more urgent than ever. Are we entering the foretold period, and what can we do to change the future before it is too late? The story begins in Fatima, a small town in Portugal, on a fateful day. Three children were tending sheep in a place called Cova d'Aia, also known as the Valley of Peace. At exactly noon, after reciting the rosary as usual, they began to play. Suddenly, a brilliant light tore through the sky. Thinking a storm was coming, the three children gathered the sheep to return home. Then, a second, even brighter light appeared, and on a small oak tree, a brilliant light emerged. At that moment, a beautiful woman in white garments appeared before them, floating above the oak tree. She held a white rosary in her hand and began to speak with the children. This event marked the beginning of a mysterious adventure that continues to captivate the world's attention. The woman requested that the children pray the rosary daily to promote world peace and end wars. This request marked the first in a series of supernatural phenomena, later called the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. Her words were kept secret, and these mysteries were hidden for many years. It was not until July 1941 that Lucia, one of the three children and by then a nun, was asked by the bishop to share the first two secrets. These included terrifying images of hell and predictions about the future of the world. Interestingly, the third secret remained concealed for a much longer time. As days passed, months turned into years, and years into decades, until finally, Lucia, now Sister Lucia, handed the content of the third secret to the Pope in a sealed envelope. The contents of this secret have sparked countless discussions, speculations, and conspiracy theories. The revelation of this secret caused much controversy and differing interpretations among scholars and believers worldwide. Recently, the Pope has shared important information regarding the meaning and consequences of these secrets. His words aim to guide and clarify the messages of Fatima and their significance for today. The phenomena at Cova d'Aia have stimulated discussions among scholars. Some believe that the name Our Lady of Fatima derives from the fact that these events took place in Fatima, Portugal. Others suggest that Fatima is an Islamic name for the Virgin Mary, although this connection is not widely recognized or accepted within all Muslim communities. This connection may stem from the shared admiration for the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, present in both Christianity and Islam. In Islamic culture, Fatima is the name of the Prophet Muhammad's daughter. However, it is important to remember that Mary, known as Maryam in Islam, is one of the most revered female figures and is praised for her purity, virtue, and devotion to God. In the Quran, the holy text of Islam, there is a chapter dedicated to Maryam. This chapter tells of the birth and conception of her son Isa, known in Christianity as Jesus, without the intervention of an earthly father. Maryam's story in the Quran shares many similarities with the biblical account, including her life in the temple and the visit of the angel Gabriel. However, there are specific differences in how some events are presented. The connection between Mary and Fatima may arise from the mutual respect for both figures in their respective religious traditions. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, is deeply revered in Islam for her virtue and role as a symbol of purity and righteousness. Some Muslims find parallels between Mary and Fatima, particularly in their faith, devotion, and spiritual significance. Although this connection remains a controversial subject, it is undeniable that the phenomena revealed to the children by Mary, the Mother of God, took place in a Portuguese town named Fatima. During the first encounter, Mary requested the children to return on the 13th of each month for 6 consecutive months. She warned that they would face many difficulties, but would ultimately go to heaven. Mary also asked them to pray the rosary daily to promote world peace and end wars. In the second apparition on June 13, 1917, she instructed them to add the Fatima prayer at the end of each rosary. When the children expressed their desire to go to heaven, Mary said she would take Jacinta and Francisco soon, but Lucia would have to stay on earth longer. During the third apparition on July 13, 1917, Mary showed the children a vision of hell and announced that God wished for a greater devotion to her Immaculate Heart as a means to save souls from hell. She also predicted the outbreak of World War II and the persecution of the faithful in Russia, warning that if prayers and the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart were not carried out, this nation would spread its errors across the world, causing wars and persecution against the Church. The fourth encounter was scheduled for August 19, 1917, but the children were detained by local authorities who wanted to prevent them from meeting Mary. However, 6 days later, Mary appeared to them in a field and asked them to pray fervently and make sacrifices for sinners, warning that many souls were falling into hell because no one was praying for them. After these apparitions, Francisco and Jacinta died within a year, victims of a flu pandemic that struck Fatima. Francisco, despite being gravely ill, spent his remaining days making sacrifices to console God and died in 1919. He was initially buried in the local cemetery. Jacinta, who also endured great suffering, spent her final days praying for world peace and the salvation of souls. She died in 1920 and was initially buried in the family grave before being moved to the parish cemetery. By 1930, the Catholic Church officially recognized the miracles experienced by the children as credible. And in 1952, a special tomb was prepared for Francisco and Jacinta. They were buried on either side of the main altar, symbolizing the lights that illuminate the world. In 1934, Lucia became a nun, and in 1941, she recorded in her memoirs The Fatima Secret, recounting the revelations she and her cousins received 2 decades earlier. These memoirs detailed the secrets the woman shared during the apparitions. The first secret she shared was a terrifying and horrifying vision. She revealed to the children a vast sea of fire believed to be hell beneath the surface of the earth. In this blazing fire, they observed countless souls and demons being consumed by the flames. The souls appeared like burning embers, transparent and floating amid the scorching waves, while the demons, grotesque and bizarre creatures, were dark and transparent, making their appearance even more frightening. Sister Lucia described this vision as an extremely terrifying scene, full of suffering and horror that left a deep impression on the children's minds. After this horrifying vision, the woman also shared a message of hope and salvation. She informed the children that there was a way to save many souls from this terrible fate and prevent wars from ravaging the world. The solution, according to her, was for people to stop offending God. She warned that if people did not change their ways, even worse consequences could occur. Interestingly, the woman's message proved its importance, as adherence to her requests coincided with the end of World War I, which was ongoing at the time. This heavenly figure shared these secrets with the children, but there was more to say. The second secret predicted that World War I would end, but soon after, World War II would begin during the reign of Pope Pius XII. The woman provided a sign for the children to know when this would happen. A strange and bright light would appear in the night sky. This light would be a warning that God was about to punish the world with wars, famines, and persecution due to the many sins of humanity. The woman also explained that the only way to prevent these disasters was to dedicate Russia to her Immaculate Heart and perform acts of penance on the first Saturdays of each month. She promised that if they followed her requests, peace would return and Russia would change. However, if they did not heed her instructions, the world would suffer wars, the persecution of the church, and many would become martyrs. These revelations gave the children a sense of purpose and great joy as they pursued devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Their devotion became a pillar of strength and guidance, helping them face the challenges and sacrifices on their path. The woman's promises to always be with them and the eventual triumph of her Immaculate Heart gave them hope and direction, strengthening their faith and commitment to her words. Now that we have discussed the first two secrets, let's talk about the most mysterious of all, the third secret of Fatima. When Sister Lucia revealed the third secret, she had received three secrets from Our Lady of Fatima. She recorded and sealed this secret in an envelope. Although she was encouraged by the bishop to share it, she believed the time was not yet right. She thought the secret needed to be understood in a context that would only become clear later. After about 19 years, in 1960, the sealed envelope was opened, but its contents were not revealed until 2000. In Lucia's vision, she saw an angel holding a flaming sword, the flames of which seemed ready to consume the world. The angel stood to the left of the woman, holding the sword in his left hand, but the flames were extinguished by a dazzling light emanating from the woman's right hand. In this vision, the angel continually called for penance before a very bright light appeared before them. This vision conveyed an urgent message about the need for repentance and divine action. The children were deeply moved by these visions and messages, which carried significant spiritual and moral meanings for the world. This part of the third secret of Fatima has generated much discussion and interpretation. It is said that the importance of prayer, penance, and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary was emphasized, reminding the world of spiritual battles and the promise of peace through adherence to God's commandments and devotion to Mary. Lucia recounted that they saw a figure resembling a bishop dressed in white, surrounded by a very bright light, as if it were a reflection in a mirror. Based on what they knew, the children believed that this person was the Pope. Later, Lucia and the other children saw many other religious figures, such as bishops, priests, and nuns, climbing a very steep mountain. At the top of this mountain was a large cross made from the trunks of oak trees. The Pope climbed the mountain with difficulty, looking very sad, passing through a city half in ruins. He trembled as he prayed for the bodies he encountered along the way. When he reached the cross, a group of soldiers shot bullets and arrows at him, leading to his death. Similarly, all the other religious figures were killed at the foot of the cross. Then, two angels appeared, each holding a crystal vase, collecting the blood of the martyrs and sprinkling it on the souls as they ascended to heaven. On May 13, 1981, exactly 64 years after the first appearance of Our Lady of Fatima, an assassination attempt was made on Pope John Paul II. The assailants fired four bullets at him, leading to a long and complicated surgery to save his life. The vision Lucia described clearly depicted a scene of great suffering and martyrdom. Some scholars interpret the image of the bishop dressed in white, the steep climb, and the brutal deaths at the foot of the cross as symbols of the challenges and sacrifices the church will face. They believe that the angels collecting the blood of the martyrs symbolize the holiness and eternal reward for their sacrifices. This vision is seen as a sign of the great challenges that the church and its leaders will face. Additionally, the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II is often regarded as a partial fulfillment of this vision. The Pope's survival and subsequent events are seen as manifestations of ongoing spiritual battles and the need for faith and perseverance. While recovering from the assassination, the Pope spoke from the hospital where he was being treated, declaring that he had forgiven the assassin. It took him 2 months to recover enough to return home. This event sparked speculation about whether this could be the realization of the third secret of Fatima. The Pope himself believed that his survival was a miracle due to the intervention of the Virgin Mary. In gratitude, he visited the Fatima Shrine in Portugal the following year. During this visit, he offered the bullet that nearly killed him, and it was placed into the crown of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, fitting perfectly into a gap between the branches of the crown. In 2000, the Vatican declared that all events related to the Third Secret of Fatima had been fulfilled, but this did not mark the end of the controversy. From another perspective, Cardinal Ratzinger, one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century, and the future Pope Benedict XVI, shared in his autobiography that the day he was ordained, June 29, 1951, was the most important day of his life. He also wrote an essay about the Third Secret, expressing his view that despite much speculation, the secret might be less surprising or disappointing than expected, without revealing great mysteries or clear predictions about the future. He emphasized that the purpose of the vision was not to present a fixed and unchangeable future, but to encourage mobilization for positive changes. Ratzinger criticized fatalistic interpretations of the Third Secret, such as the idea that the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II on May 13, 1981, was an act ordained by God. He clarified that the attack was not influenced by a divine force and rejected the notion of predestination, arguing that humans have free will in their actions. He concluded that the vision was used to warn of dangers and indicate how humanity could avoid these risks, shifting the focus from fatalistic predictions to the importance of human action in shaping the future. The visions of Mary, including the secrets of Fatima and other phenomena accepted by the Catholic Church, are examples of extraordinary events recognized by the Church, even if there are doubts about the authenticity of these phenomena. There is a detailed process that the Church follows to investigate each case. Initially, the local bishop will review the situation, assessing the character and credibility of the person claiming to have seen Mary. If necessary, the Vatican may also conduct additional investigations to verify the authenticity of the event. Our Lady of Guadalupe is one of the most beloved and widely known figures in these phenomena worldwide. Her story began in 1531, when she was said to have appeared to an indigenous man named Juan Diego on Mount Tepeyac near Mexico City. On that occasion, she requested Juan Diego to build a church in her honor. However, when he shared this request with the local church leaders, they did not believe him and asked for a sign to prove that what he said was true. To meet this demand, during a subsequent encounter, Our Lady gave Juan Diego miraculous flowers, rare in that area and blooming at an unusual time. She placed them in his tilma, a type of cloak he was wearing. When Juan Diego presented the flowers to the bishop, as he opened the tilma, the flowers fell, revealing a beautiful image of Our Lady imprinted on the fabric. This image has become a significant symbol of faith in Mexican culture. Today, this image is preserved at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, one of the most visited pilgrimage sites in the world. The veneration of this image has transcended borders, even reaching a shrine dedicated to her near Chicago, where approximately 400 pilgrims from the United States and Canada gather annually to honor and celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe. In Lourdes, a small town in France, the phenomena of Mary are among the most famous and well-researched cases. In 1858, a girl named Bernadette Soubirous had 18 encounters with Mary, who guided her to pray and urged the community to reconnect with God. During one of these encounters, Bernadette discovered a spring of water believed to have miraculous healing powers. Since then, Lourdes has become a major center of religious pilgrimage, attracting millions of people each year seeking physical and spiritual healing. Across Europe, in Ireland, in the town of Knock, there was also a special phenomenon involving Mary, but with different details. In 1879, several people reported seeing Mary, Saint Joseph, and Saint John the Apostle praying together in light rain. This phenomenon stands out because no message was conveyed, and it is considered a sign of peace and comfort for the people there. Unlike the clear messages conveyed in Lourdes, the silent visit in Knock demonstrated that even the mere presence and image could bring comfort and spiritual inspiration, showcasing the diversity in the ways and purposes of Mary's visits worldwide. The visions of Mary in Kibeho, Rwanda, from 1981 to 1989, are also extremely significant in the history of Marian phenomena. During this time, Mary is said to have appeared to three children, asking them to pray the rosary three times daily to deepen their devotion. This request emphasized the urgent need for a stronger connection with the Spirit. Additionally, these phenomena included a disturbing prophecy. Mary warned of a great disaster that was about to occur. This warning is often linked to the 1994 genocide in Rwanda, where hundreds of thousands of people were killed due to ethnic conflict. The accuracy of Mary's warning about such a catastrophe continues to astonish and move many believers and scholars to this day. The importance of these visions and the prophecies they conveyed became even more significant with recent events related to the genocide. The arrest of one of the main suspects in this horrific event in South Africa has revived debates about justice and reconciliation in Rwanda. This arrest is considered a crucial step in the difficult journey of healing the affected communities, showing how the scars of the past still influence the present. The phenomena in Kibeho are remembered not only for their messages of faith, but also as a serious warning about the need for peace and reconciliation in times of great division and suffering. The visions of Mary have occurred in many places around the world, attracting attention not only because of their frequency, but also because of the universal messages they convey. In 1959, in the United States, a woman named Adele Breese had an intense spiritual moment. She witnessed a phenomenon of Mary, who guided her to pray for the conversion of sinners and to educate children in the Catholic faith. This experience reinforced the importance of prayer and religious education, fundamental pillars of the Catholic community. Similarly, in 1973, in Japan, Sister Agnes Sasagawa had a similar experience, receiving a message emphasizing the importance of penance and praying the rosary. Interestingly, this phenomenon occurred exactly 56 years after the famous phenomenon at Fatima, Portugal, where Mary also called for penance and prayer. Messages from Mary at different times and places often share common themes, such as conversion, penance, and devotion, reflecting the Catholic Church's call for spiritual renewal that transcends geographical boundaries and reaches all of humanity. Pope Francis has discussed the third secret of Fatima, interpreting it as a warning about wars and martyrdom. He has mentioned this topic on several occasions, such as after the terrorist attacks in Paris in November 2015, when he remarked that World War III had started in small pieces. In January 2023, he called for an end to current conflicts that he believes seem to be leading to a new world war. Pope Francis's words align with what is described in the third secret of Fatima, seen as both a warning and a call to action for humanity to strive for peace and prevent future conflicts. Considering the Pope's reflections on the third secret, it is important to think about how Sister Lucia's revelations relate to the world today, and why, if we do not act, these predictions could come true sooner than we think. The focus of Pope Francis on global conflicts highlights the special importance of the third secret. What we can draw from Sister Lucia's message is a strong call for prayer, penance, and global peace-building efforts to prevent new disasters. Without sincere efforts to seek peace and repentance, conflicts and wars between nations could erupt at any time. In light of current events, these messages continue to urge us to reflect deeply and act for a better world. Over the decades, the stories of the secrets of Our Lady of Fatima have been passed down from generation to generation, carrying meanings that sometimes only gradually become clear over time. The third secret, like the previous two, may soon become a reality. Are we experiencing its signs in our era? Only time will tell. But one thing is certain. We must always be vigilant and ready to face the challenges of the future with faith, prayer, and a determination to build peace.